You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Tisha. How may I help you?
Yes, hi Tisha. I'm gonna need a tow for my car.
Okay.
And it's in a tight spot, so it might need to be it might need a push, like, you know, to actually push it out of the parking lot, because it's a very narrow driveway. I don't even know if a tow truck guy who was here yesterday said he wouldn't think it would be good to drive up the driveway. So I'm going to need a tow truck, and I guess he told me that I should let them know in advance that the car has to be pushed out of the driveway.
Okay, let me get your address of where you're located so I can just take a look, because we may have to do winching first. Mm-hmm. What's your the address?
They have to do what did you say? You may have to do what first?
When he mentioned mm-hmm. that we may have to have someone to kind of move the vehicle first before putting it on a tow truck, it's considered as winching. They call it winching.
Winching. What does that mean? Mm-hmm. So is that an extra T?
No, it's covered on the roadside. It's just that it's a separate service. So that means that we'll probably have to do one ticket for winching, one ticket for the tow. Because I can't do two on one ticket. But let me see the driveway.
Okay.
What's the address?
2709 West 42nd Street, Los Angeles, 90008.
All right, one moment. Okay. I'm still here with you. Bear with me for a moment. I'm checking something. Okay. the tow truck that was sent out on yesterday, was it one of our providers or was it someone you contacted on your own?
Unfortunately, it was one of your providers. I asked for a tow yesterday, but she said, well, let's start with the jump. That didn't work. Do you have information about how many services I've used and how many I've got left?
Now that I do not have that information, you'll have to speak directly with your agent, your insurance agent.
So once I write them, you're notified at that time, and then I can't use it.
Wait, repeat that back to me.
How that works? Well, I was just wondering. So if I called in and I had used up all of my points, that's when you would let me know?
Yes. We'll let you know if you're covered for the service before sending anyone out.
All right, so far we're good.
Yeah, I'm just checking to see how we want to go about doing
that.
Okay, so we're going to, you're covered for both services. So what we're going to do first, we're going to, the provider that we're sending out, since the driveway is so narrow, we're going to do the winching first and then the tow. But it'll be set up all on one ticket because you're with Mercury. So that's good.
In one ticket with the same service at the same time?
Yeah, it'll be the same service at the same time.
Okay good. 'Cause
Mercury is different from the other insurance companies. So.
Is that better?
Yeah, Mercury is way better.
Wow.
Way better.
I'm lucky.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have known.
Mercury is a very good insurance company. Their roadside, they take care of their customers. Like,
do they give a loaner car?
Huh? Now that I'm not sure. It just depends on what you have on your auto policy. Because the only thing that we do for Mercury is just the roadside. But if you have loaner, I think it's renter's insurance on there, then yeah.
I'll have to check in on that.
So when you get a chance, just call your agent and see, what all you are covered for, just in case for the future. Because a lot of people, they don't know what they have on their insurance, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I spoke with a mechanic yesterday, and he was suggesting that I don't have AAA, but he said, call AAA and order in an advance. Because yesterday it took about 2 hours for the guy to show up. So he said if I called in advance, I could schedule it. Is that right? Does that work with you guys?
Yeah, so the usual ETA that we get for a tow service would be between 60 to 90 minutes. So within like an hour, hour and a half, that's the usual ETA that we get. Are you wanting the tow service right now?
Well, my only concern is I want it soon because it's going to rain starting around 2 o'clock today, and I don't want to have to have these poor guys pushing this car around in the rain, you know what I mean? I'd rather, sooner the better is what I'm saying.
What time is it now there in California?
Okay, so it's 9. It's 9 o'clock, 9:09. So we've got time. As long as it comes, I guess, according to the weather. It was supposed to rain all day, so I didn't schedule it last night like he suggested, but now it looks pretty good.
Okay. So, I am I have the ticket from yesterday. I'm just going to confirm the what we're changing this to a tow because this was something else. Are we? Is this for a tow or a jump start?
It's a tow. Yesterday was the jump start. It didn't start.
Okay.
I think the starter motor is a problem, but I don't know.
Are we able to get the vehicle into neutral?
Probably. I haven't tried that, but I don't imagine why not.
Is it a push start?
No, it requires a key.
Okay. And when you do stick the key in the ignition, does it give us like a little power? Do any lights come on?
Nothing at all. No, it's, and yesterday when he tried to start it, it would just sound like it was about to start, and then it didn't. It reached a certain point. He said it was draining his battery, his pack, battery pack.
Hmm. Are you with the vehicle now to see if it will shift gears? That is important, I know that.
I have to go outside and get it. I'm still in my robe, but that's okay because it's in the backyard. Let me just go ahead. You want to wait until I try to see if I can get it in?
Yeah, take your time. Go ahead. We just need to know because then if not, it requires special equipment. That's all.
Yeah, I know, like a flatbed or something.
Yeah, well, they'll have to bring out wheel lifts and dollies.
All right, that sounds complicated. Let's see.
Hey, that's why we let the men do it.
Yeah, I'm not going to do the pushing part.
Right.
But, I guess maybe they'll have to send two people over. I don't know. How about this works? Well, if it doesn't turn over, the gear shift doesn't seem to move. Let's see if I can. Okay, nothing happens when I try to turn. Jesus goodness. This is a drive. Okay, it's not going to go into neutral because nothing happens. It's going to be neutral.
Good. Okay. Maybe.
Nothing. I wonder, if she tried to kickstart it, if it would at least go into neutral. I'd probably not, because I guess the whatever it requires to move is working. That sounds like technical, right?
All right, that's fine. And for the pickup, I have you at the 2709 West 42nd Street.
Mm-hmm.
And where would you like the vehicle taken to?
Okay, so the mechanic is on Vernon, and I have to go back inside to actually see.
Okay.
But it's like a 10-minute drive from my house. No, actually a 2-minute drive. A 10-minute walk. It's very, very close.
Do you have the address?
Oh, thank you. I just came back and I forgot I was supposed to give the address. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay, it's called Harper's and it's at 2909 Vernon.
What's the street name?
Vernon, spelled V-E-R-N-O-N. Vernon.
Is that Vernon Street?
Oh no. Think maybe. I really don't even know. I think it's probably Vernon Street. Do I need to look that up?
Yes, please.
Do you see other options?
Or do you have the zip code?
Probably the same as mine, 90008. It's literally a 10-minute walk away, but I guess I could look it up to give it to you exactly for sure.
Okay.
Seeing it come up on your screen.
I have 2909 West Vernon Avenue, Los Angeles, California, Harper's Automotive Service.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so what I'll be doing at this time is contacting some providers to secure your service. Once the ticket has been dispatched, you'll receive a text alert with the provider's name, phone number, and estimated time of arrival.
Right. Okay.
All right. So I hope you have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
All right, thank you. All right, same to you.